Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Limits, Bob and I are outraged that we haven't heard the theme song for our show today. We thought that was our new theme song. We're both angry. Bob just mentioned it again.
I apologize for that, Bob. The reason why I didn't play it off the top is because we had so many clips that we wanted to play, and I didn't want to drown out the theme song.
Why didn't you play it?
Because I feel like it would be a little bit strange if we played it in the middle of the show instead of at the top of the show, because that's a good intro to the show.
Top of the 1 o'clock hour. Right now.
Oh. At the top of the 1 o'clock hour, it will be played.
No, right now. Bob, you love this song, don't you?
I think it's pretty funny.
I couldn't stop singing it when I got home.
Are you ready, Bob?
Are you in doing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, it's the Papa Joe Show.
Here's my favorite part, Bob. Right here.
Put my wood in Keithin so you can understand me better.
You had a Trubisky train in there, too. They got everything.
That was great. The drops that were put in there, so good. Jeffrey
Phenomenal.
Lewis.
Yeah, Jeffrey Lewis. were those backup singers or a string instrument at one point? Were there backup singers?
It sounded like backup singers, yes.
Bob,
you should invite
them
in here one day, and they can do it right here. In fact, they may have to help you with a Christmas song this year.
Limits?
I think so. And
we
know
Jeffrey Lewis in studio here.
He always listens, too, and he tweets at us all the time. So I think that would be great.
Bob, this new...
I may not be here when he comes in, of course, because you never know where I'm going to go.
You never know.
That's an excellent point. Bob, this Tennessee pullover that I have on today is really popping on the YouTube. Look at that.
Yeah, it's a nice color orange.
And your Oakmont shirt. I think we look great today, don't we?
I like these because they're thicker. You know, normally you get those other hoodies during the season where they're lightweight and you can play. And this is more of a November hoodie.
It's really good. All right. Why don't we go to Tomlin for a little bit here, Limits. And he was obviously not real pleased. His team was embarrassed, really, for the third time in a row on primetime. Let's think about that for a second. Joe Flacco riddled them like few quarterbacks have ever riddled the Steelers in their franchise's history, to be real honest. Jordan Love completed 20 straight passes in the second half. And, well, you saw last night, they got physically beaten to a pulp by the end of the game. And just embarrass themselves again. I think 93-66, maybe Jerry Dulac said in his story today. Wow. Let's hear Tomlin after the game, and if we want to interrupt at limits, one of us will wave to you, okay?
Let's do it.
You know, got to give credit to the L.A. Chargers, specifically Jesse Minner. I thought their collective did the job. Shoot, it's probably midway to fourth quarter before we converted to third down.
What is I know he has a connection to Jesse Minner because Jesse right. Minner's dad was hired Tomlin right. at Cincy, and it was cool to see them interact, but my God. He talked about him like he was Dick LeBeau at the during the week, and then that's the first thing he mentions post game is you got to give credit to the Chargers in particular, Jesse Minter. Really?
Well, he's running the show, and they did what they had to do to stop the Steelers, or I think the Steelers kind of stopped themselves. Actually, that's more of how I would take it. They played a good game. You know what they do. They have heavy guys.
See,
up front.
I don't agree with that, Bob.
You don't think the Steelers?
No, I thought they got physically whipped.
That's why I said they did it to themselves.
Well,
Steelers.
Isn't getting physically pounded the other team doing it to you?
But it's also not so much about the coordinator at that point. It's about the guys up front doing their job.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought the coordinator was fine. It just seemed odd that Jesse Minter's name would be the first one to come up.
You can imagine how many relationships he has. And he is coached with guys' fathers, and these sons are now in the league just like he is with Minter. I mean, and so he has a lot of connections around. And he always likes to point them out.
Well, maybe he should have hired Jesse Minter at some point and let him run his defense instead of him running it. Anyway, next.
You're not going to win football games not converting third down and losing the turnover battle. And we certainly were loose with the ball in several instances and didn't convert enough third downs. And so that's the end result. There's nothing mystical about it. We'll be back. We'll be better. We have to be. But we certainly weren't tonight. Slay was out. He's in the concussion protocol. We'll see where that leads us this week. The rest is bumps and bruises associated with play. Joy Porter Jr. went back in the game. Questions?
With McConkey being so effective, did you think about moving Jalen back into the slot at all?
McConkey caught four passes. Certainly that last one was the biggest one, but that wasn't the reason we lost this football game.
Any reason to explain why Aaron was off today?
I'm sorry?
Any reason you can explain why Aaron was off?
We as an offensive collective were off today, and certainly he's a component of that. I'll let him speak for himself, but we certainly got to be better. Didn't feel like they did anything unanticipated, but certainly they outperformed us, particularly in possession down play.
What are you working on from a consistency standpoint offensively that you'd like to see improve?
You know, third down.
Bob? In the last two games, let me see here. They were 2-for-11 last night and then 0-for-1 on fourth down.
But the 2-for-11 are kind of – the two came
right.
courtesy of the Chargers.
Right. And then last week, they were 4-for-12 on third downs. So a lot more – I mean, it's easy to say, yeah, we need to be better on third down, but they need to protect their quarterback. Their quarterback needs to play better. They don't – I don't think have enough talent in terms of – eligibles, the philosophy at large, like it's almost like, oh yeah, what do you expect us to do? It was third and long. My God, whoever converts a third and long. Ben, when he was in his prime, and I'm sure Rodgers too, you relish that. That's a time just to
and those are
third and 11. You're yes
for the other team. Yeah, you do.
Other teams seem to be getting them on the Steelers, don't they?
Well, last night there were a couple of those. Third down and long situations, and they converted. And when that happens, it just extends drive. So it goes both ways. Third downs are very important, but it's about what you do in them that matters. Like, for example, the first one they faced was 3rd and 7 from their own goal line. That's when Rodgers fumbled and took a sack. It could have been a touchdown, not a safety, but it was 3rd and 7. You can convert that. I know it's deep in your own territory. And then here's another one that's interesting. Right before the Boswell field goal, 3rd and 11, they throw it short to Gainwell. There were a lot of that, and that we've seen
a lot of give-up plays.
Yeah, give-up plays. Just like get
and
extra yards.
Why, Bob? Why are there give-up plays?
I don't know.
Because he doesn't feel like he can be protected for long enough. He doesn't have any open receivers down the field.
Right.
And it's the offense just isn't built with 19 tight ends to convert 3rd and 12.
Even on 3rd and short now, this is when you go 0-for-9. They're not just 3rd and longs, but there were plenty of those. But 3rd and 2, Rodgers sacked, that ended a possession. 3rd and 3, Rodgers bounce passes. You know, that's the other thing. When these plays break down, I think Aaron is quick to just get rid of the ball, which is fine. Except when it's not fine. And there are still, you can extend plays a little bit longer. I don't know last night if he was willing to do that, because he seemed like he was more interested in self-preservation there to me.
Let's get to a call. I mean, let's get back to Tomlin. My bad.
Mike, how concerning is it to have this offensive performance when things had been kind of clicking well to this point?
It's football. It's life. We'll be back.
What gives you the confidence that we'll be back?
53 years of life, and particularly in this business.
Right. And unfortunately, in this business, it's been the same basically for 8 going on 9 years. And I know the national media hasn't caught up to it, and Art Rooney doesn't seem to notice it, but it's basically been the same. Last year, they crumbled down the stretch. We know that. They lost their last 5 games and finished 10-8, Bob. That's barely above average and barely above.
Especially when you're off to 7-3 start.
The year before, they were 7-4, lost 3 in a row, and then thank God for the Bengals, and then beat the Ravens JV team in the last game to get in, and got hammered in the playoffs and finished, you guessed it, 10-8. The year before, they had a nice run down the stretch where they beat Carolina and Vegas and the Ravens JV team and Cleveland to finish 9-8. And missed the playoffs. In 2021, they won 3 of their last 4 to get in. They finished 9-7-1 and got embarrassed in a playoff game by the Chiefs to finish, you guessed it, Bob, 9-8-1. Do you want me to keep going?
No, he makes it sound like, I think most people know that.
Yeah, he makes it sound like things are going to be fine. Look at my track record. I'm sorry, I'm not looking back to 2009. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's been a lot of the same. And some of these losses, you talk about the same trajectory as far as the record, but the losses are also very similar in the way they have panned out. It's not being able to function on third down, not being able to stop teams on third down. Third down is a very important thing, but I think first down affects third down. And last night, overall, first down, they didn't have a lot of success on first down. They had the one play with Metcalf for 18 yards, and then the very next play is a negative play.
But to the point of Tomlin saying, you know, basically my track record tells me everything's going to be okay, I would say how far back on that track record should we go to believe you?
Right. I think, though, in that context, I mean, he's just trying to get out of there. They want to fly back home. He's just going to give an answer. I don't think he thought a lot about what that question was. I think tomorrow when he has his press conference, you might get a little bit different version of that same question.
I mean, I think he's going to tell you he's confident they're going to turn it around.
Right.
What else could he
say?
But
he'll give you the reasons why he thinks. Last night he wasn't offering reasons.
Are there any good ones for us to believe him?
Well, I don't know, but he'll come up with them. And I think whatever they are, it's got to be, and to me, it starts with how you choose to employ Jaylen Warren. That's a simple starting place for me.
Bob, things got heated on the showdown last night, the Graves Digger and Filippone, about whether they should have traded.
Yes.
Graves was saying everything's fine?
Well, I think he was trying to defend the fact that they weren't going to give up, you know, a lot of draft capital, as much as maybe some teams wanted.
Yeah.
And I got the feeling there was another, to me it has to be Jaylen Waddle, because we've heard that name, that they were trying to pry away somebody like that, bigger than the name Jacoby Myers or Shaheen. So I think whatever that was, they weren't willing to make that move, or the other team wasn't willing
right.
to trade him. So, well, I don't know what it was.
This goes back to, I guess, Ayuk and any other eligible, as Mike Tomlin might say, that's been available since last offseason. Now, they went out and got Metcalf, but they lost Pickens. So that was basically a wash, although Pickens is better than him this year. It's derelict of duty. So it's just okay? It was Graves that this is okay?
I know it was injury related, but they went out and got Kyle Duggar. They had to do something. So when you're in a position where you need something, you normally try to go out and get something. And they may have tried, but they were unsuccessful.
Well, like I said with Omar, deliver the baby. I don't care if he tried.
They got Mike Williams last year, but it worked out temporarily. He got him a win.
Yeah.
But then after that, it just didn't pan out.
Bob, I would have a stock answer if I were you. Because, again, and I give you credit for this, you were on the George Pickens thing heavier, really, than any media person in town that I heard saying they should have kept this guy. And you look more right every week.
Well, my reasoning for it. I would have loved to have seen those two go, two big guys like that, freeing up everybody else, because you got to pick your poison defensively. And the other thing big for me was the motivation that he should have had and is having. He knows what's at stake for his
career. Why did they get rid of him?
Because he was a cancer in the locker room. Okay.
I thought that Mike Tomlin's supposed to be able to take care of such things. They got rid of him because they were afraid he would implode on them.
Okay.
So in other words, they didn't trust that their own culture that they love to boast about could handle George Pickens anymore.
Well, if that's the case, then they didn't try hard enough. I would have had my team leaders talk to him too. I don't know the difference this year other than what I've suggested. He's going and playing for money. He has a new team.
I hear you.
He can't afford to blow up. He can't afford to do any of it. So far, he hasn't, and he's been an asset to them.
All you need to say, Bob, can you just say they should have kept George Pickens in your best Bob voice? Go ahead.
They should have kept George Pickens.
Limits. Clip that and play it whenever we need it, because Bob was right. And also,
I want to also say he could still implode. There's a risk in that, but he's too much involved in this season to have that happen. If it does, it undermines his entire body of work for this point. He needed to show up and be and check that ego and all that stuff in the back seat.
Yeah, and the next time I hear somebody say, "Oh, Mike Tomlin handles those guys real well," I'll say the Steelers themselves don't believe that. They got rid of George Pickens because they didn't think their head coach or anybody else could handle him. But, Bob, you're not the first one who suggested the team leaders go over to Pickens.
You know. What are you doing, Bob?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Listen, you know the talent he was. They when they drafted him, they knew that he had these so-called red flags, but they love the talent. That's all I'm saying. This is not a long-term relationship. They had one more year left with him. That's all I wanted to see, one more year, let it play out. And even if he had the kind of numbers he has right now, I would never sign him beyond this year. I'd let him play out, get my value from him, save the third-round pick, and let him go elsewhere.
You're right. You've said it many times, and you're right. They should have kept George Pickens. And they were afraid they couldn't control him anymore, so they got rid of him. Let that never be forgotten. I still happen to believe they're right, but it's a hell of an admission to make. It's a hell of an admission to make to the world that we can't control a really talented player and we'll just take a draft pick. And here they sit with Chris Collinsworth. If you can find the play, Limits, where he went to forced it to Metcalf in double coverage in the end zone, and Collinsworth was like, you know, what are we doing here? This is true double coverage he's seeing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Better yet, go to the Calvin Austin drop that led to an interception. And Collinsworth said, if anybody out there is wondering why they use so many 2 and 3 tight end sets, well, that's it. That's the reason.
He did say that, which is essentially saying they don't have a legitimate number 2 to complement the number 1.
Right.
And so that's not going to change now. So they have to figure it out. I wonder what will happen next week now with regard to how they use these guys. They're not using the tight ends as I thought they were going to on a regular basis.
I mean, it's just rearranging deck chairs at this point.
I guess, but
what does Jonnu Smith do for this team? Nothing would be the answer.
They really don't look at him a lot. No. Which I'm surprised. I thought they brought him here for that intention.
And maybe, by the way, if Jacoby Myers and Shaheed did really have choices of where to go and said, I'd rather not go to Pittsburgh, maybe they saw like, wait, aren't they both in contract years? Certainly Shaheed is. Wouldn't you look at this situation, and I think Myers is, wouldn't you look at this situation and say, what are my numbers going to look like in Pittsburgh? They can't even get all their 19 tight ends involved. They can't even get DK Metcalf free. What's going to happen to me there in Arthur Smith's offense? So if they had choices, man, I don't blame either guy for not coming here, do you?
No, but is that confirmed that they turned it down, that they didn't want to come here?
There were 2 people on last week, this station, saying as much, and now I can't remember who it was.
No, I mean, that's a decision they all have to make. But do they have the power to say, I'm not going there? That's, I guess, my question.
Those were the reports that the offers were even, and the teams said to those receivers, listen, we're getting even offers. Where do you want to go to? Doesn't matter to us. I'm not sure I believe that, Bob. And even if I did, why didn't the Steelers sweeten their offers then?
Well, I think that's one thing they could have done. Again, I look at when you look at value of a 6th-round pick, of a 4th-round pick, you're going to get some that hit, and the Steelers have had their share of them. But I think if you're trying really to be all in at this season, and that's the way this season started, that's the way the offseason was. They were all in, bringing in veteran players to try to get them to that place they haven't been. Then this should have been a continuation of that.
Well, they've got tons of draft picks for next year, and I'm very happy for them. And I know they've made, apparently, what some people think are some good picks in the mid-rounds in recent years. Some obviously are. Some are still very much in doubt, I might add. They have 2 fourth-round picks, 2 fifth-round picks, 3 third-round picks next year, 2 sixth-round picks. And I also keep hearing, well, Omar was willing to go do this and this and this, and they just didn't want to do a deal. I don't care. Deliver the baby so we don't have to watch Calvin Austin out there get basically handing the ball to the Chargers for an interception. So we don't have to watch a 4th-down play near the other team's goal line. Biggest play of the game, really, where you have 3 tight ends. Calvin Austin, or at least 2 tight ends. I don't think Mount Washington was on the field. 2 tight ends, Calvin Austin, Kenny Gainwell, and Metcalf being double-teamed.
Yeah,
I don't care how hard Omar tried.
Rodgers was looking straight at Metcalf that whole time. I thought that was where he was going to go, regardless of having 2 people on him.
And you still might have got him with a perfect throw, but man, that's what it would have taken.
Perfect, right.
Back to Tomlin. And thank you, Limit.
The Aaron's level of experience give you the same sort of confidence in him personally being able to rebound?
I'm not lacking confidence. I don't need a pat on the back. We stunk it up tonight. We'll be back.
Is it just one of those games, literally?
I'm not trying to frame it in any way. I'm just telling you guys what happened. You guys write the narrative.
How would you assess Aaron's performance tonight?
How would you? Next.
That was the best answer of the night, Bob.
Yeah, he could have talked about that a little bit more and just say, hey, it's one of those games. We've had some good success with him, and we continue to have more success down the road, but this was not his night. It was not all of our nights.
The best part was the look that he gave the reporter that asked the question.
Who
it was one
the
of
reporter?
Those, I don't know.
I don't know.
And I asked Batko, and he wasn't sure either. I think it was somebody from maybe out in California.
Did Batko tell you that the Rodgers news conference seemed a little odd?
Yes, he said it seemed very, very strange, and we do have some clips from the Rodgers news conference.
In what way did
he
mean that?
I don't know. I think just the tone of it and the demeanor of the press conference. He also said that it was a really bad location for the press conference as well. There were a lot of background noise and stuff.
Sounded that way.
Any more Tomlin, or was that his final word?
Oh, no. There's still a minute left.
It happens in game, particularly when attrition is a component of it. That's just football. When you got a limited number of people available to you, this isn't college football. We don't have 100 guys on the sideline. And so certainly when attrition happens, man, you get challenged collectively and individuals within the collective.
What were the issues you were having with your run defense?
Just on the grass too long. We didn't convert enough third downs. The time of possession was what it was. Collectives and individuals wear down when you're not standing up.
Did you feel like the protection was a component of what was going wrong on offense?
You know, we had issues, you know, as a collective. And so, you know, that's a component of it. We got to be better.
Anyone else? Do you think you're going to run the ball more often?
Guys, like, you 0 for 9 or 10 on third down, you're not going to have enough snaps. Like, we've been over that discussion a lot. Next.
That was my favorite part. That was the last question, too. He walked off.
I want to hear that again. It was a walk-off homer for Tomlin after that. That guy that piped up and said, could you have run the ball more? It was a legitimate question, Bob. But that was a walk-off homer right after that.
Yeah, I agree. They should have run the ball more. You know, the time of possession was, did you see it break down?
Well, it's not the first time
minutes.
Either. Yeah.
No, it's been all year.
Yeah, second half early against Green Bay. Bringing Caleb Johnson in here. In the shadow of your own goal line. Let's hear the ending of that with the question. Boy, was it good.
Anyone else? Do you think you're going to run the ball more often?
Guys, like, you 0 for 9 or 10 on third down, you're not going to have enough snaps. Like, we've been over that discussion a lot. Next.
There wouldn't be a next, Bob, unless somebody chased him down the hallway. That was it.
Well,
right
I think
there.
It was. There was not much after that, was there?
Anyone else?
Okay.
Anyone else?
Anyone else is when Benzie usually drops in from the top rope, but he wasn't out in L.A.
Well, the funny part about it is there wasn't anyone else like halfway through the Rodgers news conference, I think, too. And then there was still like another 3 minutes that they still went on asking questions.
As soon as Bert drops the anything else, Bob, all hell breaks loose, right? Because I've been there. That's the one where you're saying through the whole thing, should I ask this or not? And oftentimes it's when you don't want it to go bad early, so you save it for the ninth inning. Right. Yeah. You save it for the ninth inning. This was Benzie last year with the infamous question about a great question about whether Tomlin remembered if his best offensive player was late to the Kansas City game. Remember, Mike DeFabo reported that and then nobody really followed up until Bert said anyone else at the last news conference of the year. And then you look up toward the ceiling and in drops Benzie by parachute.
Mike, is there any
last one?
Any accuracy to the report that Pickens was late on Christmas Day to the game against the Chiefs?
Man, that's a few days back. I really don't know. I have the answer to that, to be quite honest with you. I got a lot going on in pregame. I can't answer that definitively.
Hey, Phil Jackson, was Michael Jordan late to that finals game? I don't know. I don't remember. Jordan?
That may have been
who's Jordan?
That may have been the straw that broke the camel's back. That question leading to what happened in, you know, the departure of George Pickens.
Benzie really does have a way of closing games, doesn't he, Bob?
But I also want to say that people should understand that after a game, especially when you're a team that has to get out of town because they leave very quickly, I can tell you that. And normally you have to pick and choose where you want to go in the locker room or wait for the coach and whoever they bring to the podium.
Right.
You have to make a choice.
Yeah, I used to go to the locker room.
But you miss, you know, one way or the other, you're going to miss some stuff.
Yeah.
And it's quick because they're, you know how it goes. So That's why I think that was just kind of a knee-jerk, get-it-over-with kind of press conference, which most of them are after games.
Yeah.
They are. I listened to – you want to see a funny one? Listen to Mike McDaniel. Not this week because he won, but it was 2 weeks ago. I think it lasted for a minute and 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And there was one question. There was any other question. And there was no other question. And he just put his glasses on and walked off.
Was it this, Bob?
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he's as I was. And, you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. That was kind of the extent of it.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry, Bob. You're actually talking about this one.
Yeah, he's going to take the snaps this week, and he's going to be our starter this week. And my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks.
His press conferences are funny to watch. They just are.
He's out-coached Sean McDermott twice this season. They should have won in Buffalo, and they absolutely ransacked the Bills yesterday.
What are they saying in Buffalo radio right now?
I mean, it's always probably get rid of everybody. I'm not sure that they're wrong. It's always, and it's cliche, obviously, but it's always a bounce or two. There's a fine line, Bob, between wine drinkers and grape squashers.
Squashing
right?
grapes and drinking
maybe
wine.
Maybe grape washers. Carolina, Miami loses by 3. Chargers, they lose by 2. Bills, they outplay and they wind up losing by 10. One score against the Patriots. The Dolphins here could be sitting at 6-4 very easily, or 5-5. But instead, they're sitting at 3-7. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, but I give them credit. Yesterday, they played hard and they had some huge plays against Buffalo.
Jaylen Waddle was spectacular in the game. Man, would he look good in a Steeler uniform, but I sure hope they saved all their picks, Bob. I can't wait till 2029. Can you limit?
I'm very excited for that, yeah. Down in the future.
Is Fernando Mendoza the guy to get right now, Bob?
Oh, man. First of all, there are going to be a lot of teams looking for quarterbacks. I think we've seen that to be true
Limit
this year.
Still wants them to get Drew Aller.
I wonder where he's going to end up. It's going to be interesting. But, you know, Mendoza, but
Want them to get Drew Aller still? I was only kidding.
I was wondering, are you kidding or are you not kidding?
You tell me.
Not in the first round. But if he's available in, like, the third round, I would take him.
Wow.
Ooh, first round grade?
Yeah. Maybe he would be better than Mason Rudolph with the first round grade.
But, I will say this. Julian Sain is the best quarterback going right now for Ohio State.
Yeah, he played great.
I mean, he just – now, he hasn't been forced with what Mendoza and Indiana had to come up.
I don't think you know what you're saying, Bob.
What?
That was a play on words. No. I'm only kidding.
But, Sain ain't so, Bob.
Ohio State has not been down to where a do-or-die drive like Mendoza was in Indiana the other day against Penn State. But the receivers really made some of those plays. I mean, they were good throws, but they were better catches. The one by Omar Cooper was just incredible. Fast motion. You never would have thought he got his 2 feet in, but he did. It was great.
Yeah, it was a hell of a finish there. I'm dumbfounded by some of the responses. Most of them, all of them to begin. I wrote today, does anybody still think the Steelers were right for standing pat at the deadline? Blaine says, yes, I do feel that way. Stairway to seventh seed, says I.
There he is.
I tend to agree. Phil says, pick any receiver you want. It's not going to make a difference. Somebody else, it doesn't matter as long as our team is led by Tomlin. Somebody else, it doesn't really matter as long as the team's owned by Art. Somebody else, wide receiver 2 is just noise. One of the few smart moves the franchise has made, not making any pickups. People just love future picks. They love prospects in baseball. They love future picks.
You cannot use them all. You can't. You're going to use some.
Right.
But people make it seem like you can just throw 3 number 3s and a 5 and a 6 to move up all. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. They want the teams that are going to trade with you to move up, say, from 20 to 10.
Right.
You're going to have to give them first and second rounders, not third and fourth rounders. And so the cost is big. And to move up over all these other teams and the quarterbacks, I doubt you'll be able to do it. So, you know, it may come down to who's available when they pick if they can't move up.
And then there's the small matter of them going into this game with a 5-3 record in first place in the AFC North and a wide open AFC where almost everybody is average to slightly above who's in the race. And they didn't make a move. I'm shocked that fans think that was the right way to go. Well, what are we look? Because it doesn't matter? Then nothing matters. Then don't show up next season either. Why go out and make a free agent signing? Nothing matters. Why trade draft picks ever? Nothing matters. Crazy me. I thought this season mattered.
I do. I think they all matter. And I think they were just coming off a game where that's why I was disappointed they didn't get somebody.
They've beaten two of the three top teams, the top two teams right, in the AFC.
They've beaten 7-2 football teams.
Two of the top three, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me they wouldn't have a chance. You just can't. And their chance would have been enhanced by a receiver.
Yeah.
I don't know what people are. And it's not like you're giving up first-round picks.
No, I'd rather have somebody for this year, especially if it's no attachment beyond this year. I think that's kind of what they've been doing with a lot of these acquisitions. So no big future money tied up into them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That's in Crinkuland. And they wonder why we won a Marconi, Bob. Limits, take us around the sports world. There's some breaking news. That's why we're doing this.
There is. Brian Daboll has been fired by the New York Giants following a 2-8 start. Daboll, who was believed to be on the hot seat coming into the season, is not going to see the end of it, Joe.
Well, can't be surprised by that. But here's the thing. He insisted on them drafting Dart, and he has developed Dart, who was having a great rookie year, but he's turning into their version of Tua.
Concussion after
concussions this season, according to Schefter, Bob. 4 of them.
Yeah. Well, technically, they're evaluated for concussions. I don't know if they come to actual fruition that they are, but the fact that you have to be taken out of a game because your head got knocked around is not a good sign. And it's the same stuff that Tua went through, absolutely. But that's a shame because I think he was probably the right pick for them at the right time. But it ain't working out. And sooner or later, that's going to happen.
Well, part of it is the way he plays. So we'll
they
see
also
about
blew. You know that one in Denver? I think that was the one that really did him in. When they had a 19-0 lead, it was, or whatever it was, into the fourth quarter. 33 fourth quarter points allowed. Holy bird milk.
Yeah, the actual pick of Jackson Dart, though, was pretty good. And he's really good. But I don't know if he's going to make it. You just can't play that style and survive in the NFL at that height. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that he's tiny. No, but he's not as big as Josh Allen.
You have to talk to him about what he's doing to avoid those kinds of situations. And I think they had that same conversation with Tua down there. And since then, he's been more cautious about taking on some potential tacklers and when to give yourself up and don't even put yourself in that position.
Jackson Dart, 10 touchdowns, 3 picks, despite all his weapons being injured. And he's run for 317 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That kid is good. I feel vindicated on that. Not much do I feel vindicated on. I think he's a pretty damn good player.
And you were the one who said that they should have taken the Steelers, I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Taking him when they picked him.
100%. 100%. Yeah. However, now I wonder what's going to happen to him. And if you're the new coach going in there, you're sort of walking on eggshells with that one because you're like, I don't want to take away this guy's personality on the field, but we have to protect him.
I think that's a conversation that any coach and player should have, whether you're young or old. You got to know when not to go into harm's way.
Especially 4 concussions in.
Yeah. And most of the time, you know, he's running a lot, and that's fine, except there are opportunities. Two of those plays that he decided to take on people instead of just sliding. He could have slid and avoided all of it.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, and The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits?
It's going to be a very fun and entertaining day on the North Shore this weekend, guys.
Oh, yeah.
College game day. They're coming to your city. This is the first time that College game day will be here on a Saturday in 20 years. They were here for the Backyard Brawl when it came back. I believe it was the 2022
right.
Brawl that they were there. It was a Thursday night game, though. That was a really fun game. I was there for that. But
that was a 38 high scoring affair, like 38-31.
Yes. MJ Devonshire had the pick six in that one.
That was a great game to come back from.
But game day is here. Pat McAfee comes back to Pittsburgh. That's a big storyline that they're making it out to be. Should be a pretty eventful day down there. Noon kickoff for Pitt Notre Dame.
Bob, I did not think that this type of thing was going to happen this year, that Pitt would be involved in big games. They're involved in one of the biggest games in the country in mid-November here. This is eye-opening. Mason Heinschel is just a star personality, and I think a star player. I want to play some of his later in the week limits, his interview he did with Pony and Muller last week. Because for anybody who didn't hear it, he was great. He went on with John Gruden. Suddenly and amazingly, these are exciting times for Pitt football.
He's got a great personality. He's very mature, very articulate. He knows what he's – you can see why he's a leader on that team and why they went to him when they did. The argument can be made that they should have gone to him earlier. And if so, maybe they win that Louisville game. Because right now, that conference is just a logjam at the
top. But teams lost. Virginia lost. Louisville lost.
Both lost. But that still doesn't mean that Pitt will be in the ACC championship game.
No, but it's getting a more of a finer point on it because they can control their own destiny against Georgia Tech. You have 5 one-loss teams. Georgia Tech, Virginia, Pitt, SMU, and Duke. You beat Georgia Tech, that takes care of one. And then I believe, does Virginia play SMU or does Duke play SMU, I think, or does Duke play Virginia? One of those teams, yeah, it's Duke, Virginia. So you control your own fate. You win out win out in the ACC. One of Virginia, Duke is going to lose, and Georgia Tech would lose if you beat them. Then you're down to 3 teams for 2 spots,
right.
Bob.
And it changes the tiebreakers dramatically.
And I think Pitt would get in. I think they would.
But if they don't and they win even this game against Notre Dame in the final two, I'm telling you, there's a subjective the subjective part of picking the 12 teams that are in the college football playoff does exist, and they have something to sell. And that's a young 18-year-old kid who's taken their team by storm and is also gaining national attention, as you said, on John Gruden's show. He's coming to the game this coming Saturday, apparently. So, and there'll be more of those opportunities nationally. And I think the college football playoff committee would want that in an at-large team.
I would say they would have. They don't respect the ACC at all. Maybe for good reason.
But how about the storyline of Mason Heinsohn?
It'd be nice, but they have. I would peg them as a 1% chance if they don't get to the ACC title game, okay, of getting in the playoff. You?
I think they have a chance. I think they have a very. I think it's better than 50% if they win all three and beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame would be knocked out. You know. Better if Pitt beats Notre Dame, they're not part of it at large. They have three losses. They're not getting
I understand you thinking they should, but you think there's a better than 50% chance the committee would look at Pitt not even making it to the ACC title game and putting them in the college football playoff? Better than 50?
They certainly have a case, yes.
Well, that's different than saying you think there's a
better... Well, if I say 51-4 close, I think it's subjective. It comes down to what they want in that field.
I think there's almost a zero... Limits, where do you stand if they don't even make it to the ACC title game?
I think there's about a 35-40% chance of that. Yeah, because, I mean, you have...
You knock Notre Dame out.
You knock Notre Dame out. You knock out Georgia Tech, who's consistently been a, you know, middle tier. They were top 10, I think, at one point, ranked team in the country. And you would also beat a Miami team that at one point was number 2 in the country.
But it isn't any good anymore, right?
Right, but they're still ranked. Those are all three teams that are still ranked right now. And they would all be ranked wins. So that would count for 4 ranked wins for Pitt. And their lone loss in conference play would be to Louisville.
And a loss a good to West Virginia, I might add.
Yes.
Is Louisville a good team? I don't know.
I think
who knows? I mean, you can make a case on all these conferences about some
that would that would be teams. A stunner if the first 3-loss team to get into the college football playoff was Pitt, not even making the ACC championship game.
Well, first
in a conference
of all,
they don't respect.
They wouldn't have 3 losses.
Right, they'd have 2.
They'd two,
have
two, okay, two.
And so Notre Dame is the one team that would be, you know, they're in position because they have an easier schedule after Pitt. They should run the table. They'll get an at-large. They're not part of the conference, so therefore they'll get it. But if Pitt beats them and the choice becomes Notre Dame, Pitt, or one other team, I think Pitt has a chance. That's all I'm saying.
I'd be stunned. You think they have a really good chance.
Nah, 51-49. I think it's just what the committee was looking at.
I'd love to see it, Bob.
I'd like to see.
How about they control their own destiny, get there and win, and they're automatically in? Although, who told us last week?
How about if they
get
to the ACC championship game and lose a close game? Then what?
Well, then you'd have a good question on your hands. I just don't think that committee's putting in 2 ACC teams.
But they would
teams.
Have them 3 losses, and I don't think they're going to get in.
No, they'd be done with 3
if they
losses.
Have 2 and beat Notre Dame along the way, given the storyline that is Mason Heinsohn, I think they may get a nod.
Are you saying you'd rather not go to the ACC championship
I'm saying
game?
I think if they run the table and don't get into the ACC championship game, it may be better for them than getting to the ACC championship and losing.
So I'll give you a choice right now. You get to have Pitt run the table and not have to risk themselves in the ACC title game, or get to the ACC title game. Which would you rather have?
Before the outcome of the ACC title game?
Yeah.
Well, I think you'd rather have the automatic if they're going to get an automatic, but from what I understand, it's not even automatic. They can choose not to take a team.
I'd rather get to. I think their best route.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
deny that. I'd rather them have a chance. Then definitely you control all of it. That's an extra game for you to have. You would end the season on what, a 12-game win streak or whatever it would be.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I'm saying they could. I mean, these tiebreakers are significant. I'm not sure how it's going to work out.
Me neither. It's going to be crazy. Thank you, Limits.
Thank you. Anybody want to talk about my pain and suffering at the Penn State game this weekend?
What a catch.
For 30 seconds?
What a catch.
What a catch.
That was
Terry Smith
insane.
Almost had. There's two teams. Like, they had a big lead over Iowa. They could have won that game, and they could have won this game.
Who picked them to cover, Limits?
Me.
And the savvy old news sound.
That's correct.
Who didn't pick them to cover?
Donnie.
Football. That's right.
That's right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.